It started as a series of local film screenings. It's grown into one of the world's longest-running film festivals. Tonight, the 60th Sydney Film Festival kicks off, showcasing 192 films from 55 countries. It's the biggest program in the event's history, and it's the second festival for the director, Nashen Moodley, who joins me in the Breakfast studio. Nashen, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Opening night film tends often to be a premiere of an Australian film. This year, that's certainly the case. Tell us about the opening film, Mystery Road.
It's a remarkable film. I think Ivan Sen is just a remarkable filmmaker, a really very talented filmmaker on a range of levels. He didn't just direct the film. He wrote it. He shot it himself. He edited the film. He wrote the score. So it's wow. Really a cinematic genius expressing himself quite fully through this work.
What's the genre?
Well, I think that's also very fascinating about the film. It's a murder mystery, also using conventions of the Western, but also Ivan is very concerned with socio-political issues, so he weaves that in very subtly. So I think it's really a fantastic film. It's a film that works as entertainment, but it's also a film that's saying very important things.
An Australian Western sounds kind of interesting to me, but it's a very big Australian cast too, isn't it, this movie?
And they're doing incredible things. I think Aaron Pedersen, Hugo Weaving, Jack Thompson, Ryan Quanten, and a range of others are all in this film, and I think Ivan's really extracted new types of performances from them, so it's really phenomenal to watch.
This film festival, the Sydney Film Festival, has come a very long way since 1954, but so has the Australian film industry, and it's gone sort of up and down in that time. But a very large number of Australian films making the cut in this year's film festival, features and documentaries.
Yes, we have a very strong Australian lineup, and not just features and documentaries, but also the short films. I think that's really important because the festival, through the Dendy Awards for Australian short films, provides a very important platform for young filmmakers, and many Australian filmmakers have launched their careers from their participation in the Dendy Short Film Awards.
And is there a flow-on effect from this film festival, do you think, to the local industry and from film festivals like this around the country?
I think what's very important for film festivals in Australia is that not only do we provide an opportunity to showcase the best Australian work, and often that leads to these films playing at many other festivals around the world, but at the same time, we also provide access to not just the public, but to the Australian film industry to see what's going on in the world of cinema. And yeah. I think that's really important.
So it's an important cross-pollination exercise.
Absolutely. And we bring in lots of filmmakers from around the world, so there can be a great exchange of ideas as well.
And that comes down to you, really. I mean, you're the person who scours the globe for these films, 192 films from 55 countries. I've asked other film festival directors this before. How on earth do you decide what's in and what's out? Do you have a plan of what you're looking for before you start sitting down with the program?
What I'm looking for is I'm looking for the best films of that year. I'm looking for a geographic balance. I'm looking for a balance in terms of genre, really for a balanced program. And we consider such a great amount of films to come up with the 192. This year, I think we considered 2,500 films to come up with the final selection of 192. And it's very tough sometimes because it really comes down to, in some matters, personal taste or what we feel is missing from the program at that particular stage.
I don't know if it's just my imagination. I've only had a quick look at the program, but it looks as if there's quite a lot of films about rock and roll or the music industry
Music is a big theme this year, and each year we have a dedicated program around films and music called Sounds on Screen. But this year we find, littered through the program, music is coming up more and more.
Now, this is the Sydney Film Festival. In the last few years, a lot of the discussion about, you know, film and television has been on the cinematic qualities and the great script writing and story development of television. HBO in particular, a leader here. Big budget, beautiful TV. This film festival, that's getting a bit of an airing, isn't it, in something that you call the box set, TV on the big screen. Tell us about that.
Yes, there are two remarkable works this year. And we now know that lots of great American directors are working in television. But we wanted to show that great directors from other corners of the world are also doing amazing work in the television format. So we looked at two particular series, Penance by the Japanese director Kiyoshi Kurosawa, who's a great filmmaker, and the series Burning Bush by the great Polish filmmaker Agnieszka Holland. And both are remarkable works that look like cinema, but have a long format, so you can really explore the characters and their motivations, and it's phenomenal works both.
Was that controversial to include television in the Sydney Film Festival, or is it usual?
It's not usual, but it wasn't controversial. I think there's a growing understanding that great directors now find TV a very viable format to work within.
Okay, Nashen, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck tonight with Kickoff.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Nashen Moodley. He's the director of the Sydney Film Festival, the 60th Sydney Film Festival, which opens tonight with the Australian film Mystery Road. Runs for the next couple of weeks. I'm sure there's people listening. There are every year who take 2 weeks holiday at this time every year and just go and sit in that cinema.